broadcast one, hour four of our new year 2017 at Rosie on the House. Good morning, all y'all. Y'all know the format of the show. We broadcast for 4 hours. Not all stations, all across the state of Arizona. Takes the entire show at 7 o'clock. We come on and we have the Romero Arizona Global Galaxy Almanac show, where it can be anything about everything having to do with the galaxy or the state of Arizona or Casa Grande. And we cover that at 7 o'clock. If your local station doesn't carry that hour, feel free to find it at rosieonthehouse.com. 8 o'clock hour, we talk about landscape and gardening, primarily for those yards and homes south of the Mogollon Rim. 9 o'clock hour is open hour. We go statewide, where people from all over the state of Arizona call us with questions about projects they're trying to tackle around their house, home, castle, or cabin. We put our 45 years of home building and remodeling experience all here in Arizona. All that experience is right here in Arizona. We put that to work for you, the Arizona homeowners, and give you the best guidance we can on tips and tricks and tools and products to get the project done correctly. We also drive one of the largest, most successful contractor referral networks in the entire state of Arizona. As a matter of fact, we are rated the number one contractor referral directory in Arizona, outpacing every local and national competitor. That doesn't only humble us, but it encourages us to maintain that level of significance. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we generally reach into our bag of experts from across the state of Arizona, bring them into the studio, and focus and dig deep on one particular topic. And today, we've reached down to our referral directory down in Tucson. We've asked Mr. Tony Bohard, the owner of Temperature Control, to come up and join us and talk about heating your Arizona home on the desert floor in the brisk, brisk winter of Arizona. Tony, probably not your busiest of seasons. I understand 2016 was the third hottest year ever recorded in Arizona.
Yeah, winters aren't the best season for us now.
You guys do a lot of equipment cleanup, catching up.
Yeah.
Yard organizing, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of contracts too, so we continuously service customers that we've had throughout the summer and do a lot of checkups and stuff as well.
Service is critical, and let's talk a little bit about what people's options are for getting warm on those cold Arizona mornings. Let's just run through the litany of equipment that we've used historically. Now, historically, we've had the furnaces.
Gas furnace, correct.
Okay, and that can run propane.
Mm-hmm.
That can run natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's just the good old-fashioned, let's turn the thermostat on, fire up a flame, heat up the air in the cavity box, turn the fan motor on, and warm everybody up. Temperature coming out of the end of the register feels warm,
right?
Feels good. You can feel it on the back of your neck when you're drinking your coffee and reading your newspaper.
Right.
Then heat pumps came along.
Correct.
You have to live with those a little bit differently.
You do. Typically with a gas furnace, you can just turn it on and you got 50 degree hotter air coming out of the registers and going in the registers.
50 degrees.
Yeah, minimum, 50 to 100, depending on the BTU of the furnace. With a heat pump, you've got about 20 degree hotter air than coming out than going in. So if your house is 50 degrees, it's 70 degree air coming out, and that does not feel hot.
In some mornings, that can almost feel like the air conditioning's on.
Absolutely.
With a heat pump, you don't manipulate, what I tell people generally, look, don't manipulate the thermostat.
Yeah, non-programmable thermostats are the best with heat pumps typically.
In the winter, for
yes,
sure.
Yes.
Because you're not going to be able to wake up in the morning and take the bathroom up 5 degrees while you're brushing your teeth and taking a shower.
Yeah, there's no just taking the chill out of the air. It takes a long time for a heat pump to catch up.
But they're efficient.
They are very efficient, and with technology now and variable speed compressors, it's amazing how efficient they are.
And the price of propane.
It's crazy.
What's going on there?
we recommend actually to eliminate your propane system if to a heat pump if you're on a propane system because of how much propane costs now and what it costs to heat a house with propane.
Those off grid, you're not in not off grid, but you're off the natural gas distribution line. You're buying propane in a tank for heating the house.
Correct. So typically in Tucson, if we have a homeowner who has a propane heater, they're having that tank filled about three times a year, and it's about $500 each time they fill it up. So they're spending about $1,500 a year just to heat their 1,600-square-foot house in Tucson.
Now, they may be heating their water.
Right.
They may be driving the kitchen with that.
But typically, they fill it up three times just in the winter. So that is almost all used to heat their house.
Oh, man.
So, you know, we never recommend going to a heat pump over natural gas simply because, unless you have solar, just because you're so used to heat with natural gas, a heat pump is a shocker. But when you're spending that kind of money on propane, it sure is nice to drop that bill down about $20 a month for
You're thinking that in a propane installation, for the current price of propane, the homeowner can learn to acclimate to a heat pump.
Most definitely. And now with heat strips, you know, we can put a 5 or 10 kW heat strip in the system to accommodate that extra heat when they want it.
And that's just like the coil that you see when you open the oven.
Correct. Or a space heater.
A glowing red...
Correct.
Appliance that you've got in the air distribution box of the air handler, and you're just going to fire that up, maybe to allow the heat pump to kind of manipulate the temperature a little bit more aggressively?
So if you demand more than 6 degrees on the thermostat, it'll kick. Usually, most thermostats will kick in the emergency heat, which is the backup heat strip.
Okay.
So that's why we like to leave the thermostat, set it, and forget it in the winter on a heat pump. So you set it for a certain temperature. You don't have that heat strip kick on because those are not very efficient. But in Tucson, the amount of time that a heat strip is going to run is very minimal. We didn't even install heat strips forever on heat pumps until about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's just a backup heating element in case the heat pump does not work appropriately or properly for that climate or that time of your need.
Yeah, it was rare here in Maricopa County where we would put a heat strip in until we started building up in the Carefree Cave Creek Anthem area, just getting another 600 to 800 feet higher in elevation, moving up there another 8 to 10 degrees cooler on the coldest of mornings. And, boy, heat strips became very popular at that point.
Well, yeah, when the heat pump kicks into defrost mode, it's putting out cold air. So, it's you know, you don't want air conditioning in the middle of winter.
So a heat pump is going to split a delta of 20 degrees.
Roughly about 20 degrees.
So, you know, at my house, I keep my winter thermostat, and I'm natural gas. I'm a roof-mounted gas pack. I keep my summer thermostat mid-60s, 64, 65. So in a heat pump situation, the warmest the air is ever going to come out of that register is mid-80s.
Correct.
Cooler than my body temperature.
Correct.
It's never going to feel warm.
Well, see, I have mixed feelings about that. I think it feels more warm, not hot. I like heat pumps because they don't dissipate so much moisture. They don't give you that itchy, dry skin. It's not that blast of heat. All the heaters in Arizona are pretty much oversized because of the cooling load. So I actually...
and one comes with the other.
Right. So I actually prefer... I have a heat pump in my house. I prefer that. It's just, if you're not used to it, the shocker of going from, you know, a 50 to 70 degree delta to a 20 degree delta is...
The folks moving here from the Midwest who've been a gas furnace their entire life move here to a heat pump, and then they're calling you all winter morning long, Tony, my heater's not working.
Right. Doesn't feel hot enough.
Yeah. And then what happens when those units freeze up outside? What's that all about?
So typically what it does is it just switches the reversing valve over, and then it kicks it into cooling mode so it defrosts the coil. And while it's doing that, without a heat strip, it would blow cold air, air-conditioned air.
And it's going to do that on the coldest, wettest early mornings of our desert winters.
Correct. So it's going to run its load as long as it can until the outdoor coil freezes up. And then once it ices up, because it's super cold and wet, it'll kick itself into defrost mode at that time.
And the defrost mode is air-conditioned mode.
Correct. That is correct.
So the air conditioner comes on for a little while. A
few minutes.
Yeah. To defrost the coils, get the coils where they can breathe again, and then it reverts through the...
Back to its heating cycle.
Back to its heating cycle.
And with heat strips now, so people don't get confused, with heat strips, the heat strips kick on automatically in that defrost mode. So you will not feel...
You'll feel it, okay.
As long as you have heat strips, you will not feel that air-conditioned air coming out.
Okay. So heat pumps, one option for heating in Arizona, especially for those of you on propane. And I'm a big fan of propane. I like cooking with a flame. I like heating water with a flame. But Tony's saying that the heat pump is a much more efficient way to heat your home if, in fact, propane is your only option as far as natural gas or propane, the way to go. Man, the spike in propane price has been unbelievable.
It's about $3.50 in Tucson per gallon.
What is that all about?
Huh? I have no idea. Just and the delivery fee, they charge you more because they have to bring it to you in a tanker than if you can just go take your propane tank down and get it filled.
Yeah. Well, all right, folks. We're here with Tony Bohard talking about heat in Arizona during the Arizona winters. If you've got questions about indoor air quality, air conditioning, cooling, talk to us about what size your home is, what your summer cooling bills were, what your heating heating bills are. Let's talk about all those issues. Any questions you've got about your central air conditioning or heating system throughout the state of Arizona, give us a ring now at 1-888-767-4348. It's Tony Bohard of Temperature Control from Tucson.